Back in August, a longtime Georgia GOP activist resigned his elector's seat rather than cast a vote for Donald Trump. On one hand, Georgia's a winner-take-all state. On the other, there are no laws binding electors' choices. So, is it possible that an elector here might still cast a vote for Hillary Clinton? Kerwin Swint is a political science professor at Kennesaw State.
The electors that will cast 16 votes for Georgia are all staunch Republicans, and there's no chance they're going to change their minds and vote for Hillary Clinton, and it's that way in most of the other states, too. So it's just really not a fruitful path.
Talk of getting rid of the Electoral College altogether pops up every few years. That would take a constitutional amendment, or would it? Two bills made their way into the Georgia legislature earlier this year with a workaround, an agreement to cast all of the state's electoral votes for whoever wins the national popular vote. Neither bill made it out of the legislature, though, despite bipartisan support. John Lawrence, WABE News.